We're going to get started with Joe Hill. He's the son of a writer I'm sure you've heard of, Stephen King. And Joe Hill is following in his father's footsteps by writing the same kind of bone-chilling horror that his dad's famous for. Hill's latest novel is called The Fireman. I'd like to say that it's burning up the bestseller charts, but that's way too easy to go after such low-hanging fruit. So let me put it this way. The Fireman is a bestseller, and it's a hot summer read. Here's Joe Hill with an excerpt.
This is a section from the prologue of The Fireman. And in it, we have Harper Grayson, a school nurse, looking out the window at a man who's wandered into the playground. From where she stood, she had a direct view of the blacktop, a few hundred feet of tarmac, marked up with the occasional hopscotch grid. Beyond that was an acre of mulch with an elaborate play set planted in it. Swings, slides, a climbing wall, and a row of steel pipes the kids could bang on to make musical gongs. Privately, Harper referred to these last as the xylophone of the damned. It was first period, no kids were out now. The only time of the day there wasn't a flock of screaming, rioting, laughing, colliding children rushing about in sight of the health office. There was just the man, a guy in a baggy green army jacket and loose brown work pants, face in the shadow of a grimy baseball cap. He crossed the asphalt at a slant, coming around the back of the building. His head was down and he staggered, couldn't seem to hold to a straight line. Harper's initial thought was that he was drunk. Then she saw the smoke coming out of his sleeves. A fine white smoke poured out of the jacket, around his hands, and up from under his collar into his long brown hair. He lurched off the edge of the pavement and onto the mulch. He took three more steps and put his right hand on the wooden rung of a ladder leading up into the jungle gym. Even from this distance, Harper could see something on the back of his hand, a dark stripe, like a tattoo, but flecked with gold. The specks flashed like motes of dust in a blinding ray of sunlight. The man who walked like a drunk began to sag. Then he arched his spine convulsively, throwing his head back, and flames licked up the front of his shirt. She had one brief glance at his gaunt, agonized face, and then his head was a torch. He beat his left hand at his chest, but his right hand still held the wooden ladder. His right hand was burning, jarring the pine. His head tipped farther and farther back, and he opened his mouth to scream, and black smoke gushed out instead.
That was great. Thank you, Joe.
No, thank you.
Joe, your new novel, The Fireman, is a plague novel, and the plague in this case takes the form of a pathogen which doctors call Dracoincentia trichophyton, but everyone else calls it dragon scale. So what exactly is dragon scale?
Yeah, even the Surgeon General calls it dragon scale, or at least he does until he dies from it. Dragon scale is a fungal infection, something like athlete's foot, but it's not gross looking like athlete's foot. It stripes your body in delicate black marks with gold flecks on them. And it is really quite beautiful. But when you feel anxiety, when you feel stress, the dragon scale begins to smoke. And if you can't control your fear, you burst into flames and die of spontaneous combustion. So in the early pages of the book, this stuff is everywhere. It's in North America, it's in Asia, it's in Europe. And treating it is quite difficult because hospitals keep burning down. And, you know, it's hard to treat something when you're a doctor if the patient explodes into flames and then takes you with him. And so that's sort of the entry point for the story. That's the setup. That's the crisis.
Yeah, and basically it is quite a crisis. Like, all hell's breaking loose. People are jumping off of the Space Needle in Seattle, and it's a major catastrophe, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, someone says, how are we supposed to live our lives like every day is 9/11? That's a little bit the level of the calamity. Every city has a major fire going, and there are, and, you know, every time you turn on the news, there are more people leaping out of buildings to escape the flames, and the sick are everywhere, and our whole emergency system, from our hospitals to our fire departments, are incredibly overwhelmed by what's happening.
Yeah. I'm curious about how you came up with this idea to create this virus that can cause you to die of spontaneous combustion. Is spontaneous combustion something you're especially interested in?
I never really am sure where a concept for a story comes from. I think they tend to develop by accretion, something like a stalactite in little drips. When I was 12, I read about spontaneous combustion maybe in Dickens and was horrified. You know, I naturally accepted it was true, that it could happen, and I was just floored by this idea that your own body's chemistry could turn against you and cause you to ignite. And it just seemed so completely unfair. And, you know, I was convinced, instantly convinced, this was how I was going to die. And I carried around the fear of death by spontaneous combustion probably until I was about 14.
Wow, so that must have been a rough couple of years for you.
Well, I don't know. I think if you talk to most guys who write horror fiction or fantasy fiction, you'll find they carry around two suitcases of anxieties with them wherever they go. You know, I've never really had a lack of things to be terrified of. So there was that. But the other thing is I wrote this book for 4 years, and when I started it, Barack Obama was running for president. It was the time of another presidential election. And at the time, one of his opponents was the governor of Texas, who said he didn't believe in man-made global warming, and Obama quipped, "This guy doesn't believe in global warming, but his whole state is on fire," which is true. At the time, there was this incredible runaway wildfire in Texas that was, you know, they couldn't bring under control because it had been very dry and arid for years. First, I thought it was an interesting reaction. And then I thought, well, what if those fires were everywhere? What if it wasn't just Texas, but it was Seattle and it was Akron and it was Cleveland and it was Minnesota? And then what if it was like whack-a-mole? Every time you got the fire out in one place, it cropped up somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then I tried to imagine what could cause so many runaway fires, and what occurred to me was contagion. And so that was sort of the impetus of the book.
Yeah. The protagonist of The Fireman is a nurse in her mid-20s named Harper Grayson. Can you tell me a bit about her?
Yeah, the title's a little bit of a bait and switch. It's called The Fireman. There is this heroic, almost mythic figure at the center of the story, a man named John Rookwood, who goes around dressed as a fireman, and he's infected. But he has sort of mastered the contamination, and not only is he in no danger of burning to death, but he can control fire. He's almost like a walking human flamethrower.
Yeah.
And so he sort of seems like the superhero character at the center of the story. But actually, he's not. The lead character is Harper Grayson. Harper is an elementary school nurse who is tremendously optimistic and hopeful, basically decent. She probably sings to herself too loudly in the shower. She has this kind of running obsession with the musicals, the Disney musicals of the 50s and 60s. And I think she sort of longs for life to be a little more like that. Harper winds up infected herself. And at the same time, she discovers she's pregnant. And because she is a nurse and she's done some medical reading, she knows that her baby is unlikely to be infected. And so she resolves to stay calm and to try to survive for the next 9 months to bring her baby to term and to try to deliver a healthy child. And so that's what she sets out to do with the whole world burning around her. You know, all the books I've ever written have always been reflections upon and conversations with the stories that influenced me. That's all over The Fireman. There's a strong influence of Harry Potter in the story. There's John Wyndham's influences on the book. Ray Bradbury is there. I stole my title from Ray Bradbury. One of Bradbury's most famous novels is Fahrenheit 451, which is about a fireman who starts fires instead of putting them out, much like John Rookwood in my book.
Yeah, when I was reading your book, I couldn't help but think of the firemen who burned books in Fahrenheit 451 or Celsius 232.788, which is what we call in my home and native land of Canada, since, of course, we have
is
the metric
really?
System.
You're not serious, are you? Did they change the title to Celsius?
No, I'm not serious.
Because I believe that actually in some European countries, the title is by Celsius.
Oh, really?
I might be wrong about that, but I think that there are a couple European countries where the title was reconfigured as Celsius instead of Fahrenheit, which is a little weird.
Yeah. For the first several years of your writing career, you chose to hide your identity as Stephen King's son.
I did.
By using an abbreviated form of your middle name as your last name. Why?
Because I was insecure. You know, when I was in college, I began to wrestle with this idea of wanting to be a novelist but also being Stephen King's son. And I had this fear if I wrote as Joseph King that a publisher might decide to publish my work, even if it wasn't very good, because they saw a chance to make a quick buck in the last name. And I had terrific anxiety about that. For myself, for my own confidence, I needed to know that when I sold a story, I sold it for the right reasons. So I abandoned the last name, and I was able to write for about a decade without anyone finding out who my dad was. And I wrote a lot. I wrote several novels I couldn't sell. I wrote a lot of short stories I couldn't sell. I also wrote some short stories that were pretty good that did sell and that won prizes and got in best of collections.
What is it about fire that makes it such an interesting subject to write about?
I don't know. When I was a kid, I remember my dad being so unsatisfied with Stanley Kubrick's adaptation of The Shining. I was only 12 or 13, and he said a thing where he said, Kubrick's got it completely wrong. Jack Torrance in his story freezes to death. But that's not how that man goes out. He goes out in a blaze of flame. And I've always thought there was something in that about that build to an explosion that is sort of quintessentially my dad. I guess I would say that I'm a person who has faith in fire, that when you bring on the blaze, people will respond by wanting to see who will get out, who will escape ahead of that rush of flame. Whereas when things freeze and become deadlocked, that's so cold and empty and sort of a little dull.
Joe Hill is the author of The Fireman.